Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did he or she teach you?
I feel that my mother has been the most influential in my life. She grew up during World War II in Poland. She was separated from her mother at an early age and was raised by her father. A lot of times she had to go without food and was in hiding. And it was a rough life. And then she came here, and it was still a rough life. It was supposed to be easier, and it wasn't. And I mean, there's just a lot of things that happened. And she's taught me to be strong and not to give up, and that tomorrow's another day. You could try again tomorrow.
What are some of the best ways that you think you can make our world and life more just and peaceful?
I think if people were a little bit more considerate toward each other and would put themselves in their shoes or in the other person's shoes, and just be more kind. And because you don't know what that other person's going through, you know, so because you don't know what that other person's going through, I feel that's one of the main reasons why you should always be kind and considerate toward other people.
Okay, tell me about some traditions that have passed down through our family. When and how did they get started?
Well, Christmas and Easter are really big. It's more about family. Everyone gets together Christmas Eve. We share a dinner, and everybody goes to midnight mass. And then afterwards we come home and, you know, we talk and open presents and hang out. And Christmas Day is more relaxing. And then the same goes for Easter. We celebrate on Holy Saturday. We prepare our Easter baskets, go to church, get them blessed. And when we come home, everybody's here. The whole family gathers and we eat. We have a nice meal. And a lot of the things that were blessed in the basket get served at the dinner table.
Tell me about your parents.
My father's Mexican and my mother's Polish. They separated when I was really young, so I don't know too much about my father because I was raised by my mother. I do know that they met when he was working in the building next door to my mother, and I guess from what I understand, he went next door because he said it was really cold and if he could stay inside her apartment for a while because just to warm up, and little by little a relationship formed. That's really all. I don't know too much about my father.
Tell me about your grandparents.
I only know of my grandparents from my mother's side. I never met my father's parents. And my grandmother, she passed away. I probably was like 3 or 4 when she passed away. So I just remember her always being really quiet and handing me pork chops all the time. And my grandfather and Tony, he was, as strict as he was also very kind and welcoming. He was always really friendly with our friends. He made his own liquor, and he always shared his liquor with everybody. And if it was the holidays and your friends were coming over, he would open the door and everyone would have to have a shot of his homemade liquor. No matter what age you were his taster.
Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Chicago, and my childhood, we were always outside. We lived in an apartment building, and there was a bunch of kids in the building. We were always hanging out together, always outside, always playing around. I mean, till late at night. We would be out from the morning all the way till night.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Isn't that what you just asked me? I grew up in Chicago.
Yeah, those are two of the same. Do you like going to school? Why or why not?
I did like going to school. I enjoyed going to school a lot. I liked learning. I liked hanging out with my friends. And we never really did anything at home. I mean, we would go downtown and we would go to the museums and hang out by the lake together as a family, but we never really ever traveled anywhere. So school, I guess, was, you know, I would get to go and do different things with the school or my friends at school. And I enjoyed school a lot. I did.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
My chemistry teacher, Mr. Diokas, comes to mind. I was terrible in math, but for whatever reason, I was always getting A's in chemistry. And he was the one that pushed me to take, I didn't want to take honors physics because he was telling me that he was going to sign me up for honors physics. And he said I would do fine, and I did. So he pushed me to do something that I was afraid to do. So I always think of him.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Well, I actually went to school in the summertime. I liked going to school. I would take classes during the summer. I would work. And I would hang out with my friends.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
When I was in high school, I was a cashier at Jewel. And I saved up my money, and I was able to pay for my trip to Hawaii as a senior class trip. I bought my class ring, and I was able to save up for a car.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
I would relive my teenage years because I had a good time. I had good friends. I still hang out with a lot of the people that I had from my childhood. And I don't think I would do anything different.
What job do you currently hold and what jobs have you held in the past?
I currently deal with the retirement benefits. I calculate what the actual person's benefit will be throughout their lifetime. And in the past, in high school I was a cashier at a grocery store. In college I worked part-time as a secretary for the office was called Office of Technology. And that was interesting because people would come in with their ideas, and if it was a good idea, we would try and patent it, and we would get students to actually make the product. I was also a counselor for children or students coming in on academic probation. And after that, I worked at, when I would come home during the summer breaks, I worked at a clothing store called Merry-Go-Round. And right out of college, I couldn't find a job, and I ended up working, I managed like 3 or 4 sales reps, and they sold office products. So I would go with them to the Board of Education. I would go with them on seminars and stuff like that. But then I landed the job with the retirement benefits, and that's where I've been.
How did you find your way to your current job or career?
Actually, I didn't like working. I couldn't stand actually working at that office products place. I didn't care for the people, and I just didn't like the place. And it wasn't a good place to be at, but so during lunch, I would take turns, and I would go visit my friends who lived in the area. And one afternoon, my friend actually wasn't there, but her sister was, and she was home from work. And she had told me that there was a job opening at her place of employment. So I went on the interview, and I got hired.
When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
We went to church every single Sunday. And if we couldn't make it on the Sunday, we were going to church Saturday night. So religion played a big role. I went to a Catholic grammar school. And, you know, did whatever sacraments were had to be taken care of while you're in grammar school. Yeah, I didn't circle that question.